This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so Daniel Jones is an Indianapolis Colt, or will be sometime after the new league year begins today at 4 o'clock. Got himself a one-year deal, $13 million guaranteed, max value of $17.7 million. And it was among the topics or realities that had our guy Al Dukes all fired up to start the warm-up show this morning, to the point where
I got here early today, and I missed the beginning of the warm-up show.
So this, boy.
Generally, this is audio I've heard. This is fresh audio for me, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, the whole first segment was chock full of Al goodies.
Yeah, he was angry at multiple topics.
Yes.
Nice. Rutgers basketball and the interminable season. And
wow.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Just showed up this morning all pissed off.
No. The nobody cares was these two were going over the minutiae of a basketball schedule. It's like, no one cares.
Okay. But to be fair, he did ask about where Jerry was, and that's what led us down that path.
And then all of a sudden, he got angry because no one cares.
That's right. Nobody cares.
Right. Because they were going, like, oh, there's a 10:06 tip-off, and then there's 11. And then if Rutgers win, there's a 6:09.
Did he snap?
No, he didn't. He came close. He was on the fringe. And then I know better now, so I backed down.
No.
It was too early.
You don't know better. You have to accentuate his snappiness.
Okay. Had I accentuated his snappiness, though, we wouldn't have got this interesting thought from Al, which is what I wanted to bring to the table.
Sports talk.
He went this far to illustrate, I guess I could say it this way, just how little he thinks of Daniel Jones.
If I had to get a first down... That's it. I had to get a first
one
down
first
in a ball game.
Okay.
And you said, here are your options. It's 2025. You could have Daniel Jones behind a really good offensive line or Boomer Esiason at 63 years old.
Oh, come on.
I swear to you, it's not a straight up Daniel Jones. It's not.
All right. So that's part
Thank
one.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Yes. Now, I wanted to clarify something.
Well, but you and I have played football together.
Yeah.
And you know what it's about.
And I've seen Daniel Jones play football.
Get your ass open and catch the ball, even if you're on your knees.
Well, there you go. And that's kind of what he reiterated here.
One play? You got to get a first down. So maybe it takes you three plays.
Okay, so you got one series.
One series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying no to Boomer immediately. Because I know Boomer can't take a hit and Boomer can't run. But my guess is Boomer could get a ball to a wide receiver better than Daniel Jones right now.
There you go. Get open. You'll put
that
it on him.
That is awesome, Al. I appreciate that.
Do you agree with him?
No, not really. I appreciate that, though. It made me feel good this morning.
See, I wouldn't say that about Daniel Jones as much as I would say it about Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
I'd probably still say Zach just because he's so young, but that would be my thing where I was like, you know what? I would almost take Boomer over Zach Wilson. I feel like Daniel Jones... running ability maybe could grab that first down if he had to desperately.
So here's my take on Zach Wilson right now as we sit here.
Right now.
All right, so last year he sat there and what did he do? He watched Sean Payton and Bo Nix, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm laughing at Pat Boyle's touchdown pass reception from you.
Lefty to lefty, running the, what was that, like the Philly special there?
Yeah, I ran the Philly special.
That was tremendous.
So anyway, you have Zach Wilson being exposed to Sean Payton and Bo Nix and how a quarterback is going to be treated by a real head coach that knows the position, that's going to get on your ass if you make a mistake, as opposed to like patting you on the back and coddling you.
Which is what Mike McDaniel is.
Right. So, but now he goes to Mike McDaniel and he's going to have a really good offense. He's going to be exposed to yet another great system. And maybe not this year, but maybe next year when he's a little bit older, a little bit more mature, maybe he finds himself in an opportunity where he can resurrect his career. I know you don't think that, but I'm just telling you that there's a possibility, just like Sam Darnold has, just like Baker Mayfield has. I mean, there's a reason why all these guys are on these different teams, but I just think that there's a chance because of who he has been exposed to over the last 2 years, the environment's maybe more conducive to a productive quarterback. I'm not saying a superstar. I'm just saying a productive quarterback.
That narrative is out there. I don't know if you saw Albert Breer's tweet.
Oh, it's a narrative now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a narrative.
Well, I guess it is because after the Wilson signing went down, this was Albert Breer quote tweeting Diana Rossini's tweet about him going to Miami. And he wrote, based on what people in Denver were saying about Wilson after the season, I would not dismiss this signing.
But they decided to keep Jared Stidham as their backup over him, let him go.
Probably didn't have the money to pay him.
How much money did he get from,
I think,
Miami?
$6 million.
Yeah, didn't Stidham get 2 for $12, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay.
No, I'm just saying that.
I mean, I know you're hoping for failure.
I'm not hoping for failure. I'm just making a point that what we heard out of Denver, they chose the other guy over him to be the backup. So that's just a bunch of BS.
You just never know, man.
Well, he may end up being a productive quarterback in your dream scenario. I'm just saying that what I'm refuting is that what we heard out of Denver. If it was so great in Denver, then sign him instead of Jared Stidham for the same amount of money.
Yeah. Listen, I don't dream about Zach Wilson. All I'm doing is bringing up a possibility, for God's sake.
Once again, I'm not arguing your point.
Okay. Sounds like it. I'm sitting here talking about it.
It doesn't sound like it at all. It's somehow it's in entering your brain a different way. I'm refuting what Diana Rossini said about them loving him in Denver.
Well, no, what Albert Breer said.
Albert Breer said, quote tweeting Diana Rossini about them loving him in Denver.
But you love you some Diana Rossini.
I love when she stirs the pot up with the Jets and gets in there and it's fun, you know?
Yes.
I think it's great.
Okay. MILFs.
See, I mean,
Al Dukes.
All right.
I mean,
let me give you one more Al thing before we move on.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Another thing bothering him about legal tampering, this new fad where the big shot reporters in their posts to X about the new contract agreements give credit by name to the agents who negotiate them. He doesn't like that.
It's like when John Heyman, like on a Tuesday night, would be like, I have to catch up on credit. Bill Schlopface gave me, was the first to report. No one cares.
Was that Slopface or Schlopface?
Schlopface.
Okay.
Like, nobody cares.
Can't even believe it.
Exactly.
There was a lot of name calling this morning.
You're kind of right about that. Nobody does care.
Schlopface, he dropped a schmucks according this to morning. Drew, yeah, losers.
According to Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
Well, Bob Schlopface signed with the Bears.
Oh, he called Drew Rosenhaus something, too. Megalomaniac, egomaniac.
There were so many things, and I didn't have time to sift through that whole first segment.
He was mad at Teslas.
Oh, yeah.
No, people burning Teslas.
Right, yeah. Oh, everyone wanted electric cars, and now they're setting Teslas on fire. Yeah.
Well, fans certainly do not give a crap about who the agents are.
Yeah.
But I think what happens there is the agents are smart getting these names out there so other players maybe that aren't getting the deals, like this deal was negotiated by whoever, and then a player may be like, man, my agent can't get this. I'm going to call that guy and be part of his crew.
His point, though, was like, why are the reporters catering to this as if the agents...
Because they need information.
Yeah, but he's of the opinion that, what, are they going to withhold the information because they don't give them credit?
Maybe.
Like, are they really going to want to put the info out there about their clients?
Could be. These guys live on breaking these things first.
No, I know that. But there was a time where they were just breaking them without having to mention the agent.
You know, it's amazing. Like, Al should realize this because he's in the media business and there is competition in this business. And for those guys who are the insiders, that's their competition. They get it first, no matter where they get it from. And I understand you're annoyed because they give the agents credit because that's where they're getting the news from, which tells you everything that I've told you, that they get, that's where they get most, almost 90% of it comes from the agents.
But Drew Rosenhaus wants that news out anyway.
Yeah, just because of what Gio just said.
Right, but so he wants Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, the two biggest names, to have it. So mm-hmm. At some point there was an explicit, I will give this to you if you put me in your tweet, which is very odd. Seems strange.
Again, it's promotion.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's promotion. It's exactly what that is. So if you're, and then these players pay attention. Amon-Ra St. Brown yesterday was going over like every contract that the Bears had signed. And he's going, this guy went there, this guy went there, this guy. So all those guys are getting the information the way that we are. So if you're a free agent thinking like, I'm not getting any bites. And then you keep looking up, and that one name I kept seeing yesterday, I never even knew, was like David Muffaletta or something, Mugaletta. He, like that guy,
like that signed, agent. Yeah.
Yeah, he signed like 50 contracts. So I'm sitting around and be like, you know, where the hell's my guy?
Is hey, part of
Dum
CAA?
Dum, what's going on?
Is he Mugaletta from CAA?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But someone knows. There's players know. You know, and then the agent calls up. I see 50 deals from Muffaletta, and you're not doing bleep. Muffaletta. Let's go. Get out. Do I need to hire Muffaletta?
Yeah, get off your ass and let's go. Yes,
there you go.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You guys had the Javon Holland to the Giants news during yesterday's show.
We broke that, according to Muffaletta.
Meaning
Muffaletta,
something actually happened while this show was on the air.
Yes.
You know, actual news, so, which is nice. He recently addressed his free agency on the Breaking House Rules podcast, honestly, and actually read aloud criteria he wrote down for what he was looking for from his new team.
Detailed and experienced coaching, a player supportive ownership, just honest culture setting, men leading head coach with a goal and a standard he holds everybody to. A team that wants to win and has players with like-mindedness about the team's goals and standards. Leaders that want to lead and set examples by action, not by their words.
Does that all sound like the current state of the Giants?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
perfect.
I mean, if you had just played that and didn't give us the context, I would have said he's talking about the 2025 New York Giants.
100%.
Check every box.
There you go.
How about the team that pays me the most money?
Well, that's what I mean. Right, exactly. He can write down whatever criteria he wants.
Yeah, as long as they're paying me the money.
There you go.
Yep.
Speaking of paying the money, Joey Bosa to the Bills, 1 year, $12.6 million as he lands in a new home. DeAndre Hopkins to the Ravens on a one-year deal, and the Niners cut another veteran. That was Leonard Floyd, who started all 17 games for them a year ago, and within like an hour, he was a member of the Falcons,
To the Falcons.
Was he on the Falcons or he's a Georgia guy? Isn't that he's going back to?
He's going back area? Home. He's going back home.
Right. I don't think he ever played for them yet, though, did he?
I want to say he was a first round draft pick.
No, I remember that. Was it the Falcons though? Maybe it was.
Or was it the Bears? I don't remember. By the way, the
just
NFL,
Google it.
Oh, all right, we will. By the way, the NFL did release the amount of compensatory picks for this upcoming
We're going to read
draft.
Every single one of them coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to go through
all of them. I think the important thing is that the Cowboys, Ravens, and Dolphins, and 49ers all have four compensatory picks.
Is that important?
Yes, it is very important.
The Giants got themselves a third-round pick for losing Xavier McKinney when they thought it was going to be a fourth.
Well, that's the point. Like, when you lose a guy like that, you know, it's not like you're losing him for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to end up getting something back. And because of Xavier McKinney's play, they ended up giving them a third-round pick. He's a top 100 pick, I believe.
Didn't want, 99, I believe.
Yeah,
there didn't want to pay that safety, but Javon Holland.
But that's a good pick that they ended up getting.
Sure. That's what they can do with it, you know? A little college football-related audio for you. Here's West Virginia head coach Rich Rodriguez saying he'll allow his players to continue using TikTok, but no dancing videos allowed.
I mean, they're going to be on it, so it's not. I'm not banning them from. I just banning them from dancing on it, you know? It's like, don't look. We try to have a hard edge, whatever, and you're in there, you know, in your tights. You know, dancing on TikTok ain't quite the image of our program that I want.
All right, but down
sissy
the road.
Football. Yeah, we don't want sissy football.
Down the road, after you're done playing for us, you have at it, do whatever you want.
20 years from now, they want to be sitting in their pajamas in the basement, eating Cheetos and watching TikTok or whatever the hell, they can go at it. Smoking cannabis, whatever. I mean, knock yourself out. Wow. But, you know, hope your focus can be on winning football games. You know, let's win the football game and not worry about winning
my
the
man's
TikTok.
Speaking the
winning
truth.
The TikTok.
My man's speaking the truth. Right?
I guess cannabis. He really believes in the future of his players there. When all of you guys are in your basement eating Cheetos, smoking weed.
20 years from now.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus.
Oh,
well, maybe they're all, by that time, retired NFL players.
Well, yeah, hopefully for them, I guess.
I didn't realize that dancing on TikTok was, you know, such a distraction for these guys, these college football players.
Yeah, I didn't, I don't know. I told you what my algorithm gives me. It's not dancing college football players,
right.
I'll tell you that much. I don't know if that's going on, but.
The algorithm thing is fascinating. Like him this morning, Al, everything was Tesla's being lit on fire. Mm-hmm. I had none of that. My feed, Boomer's full of hockey highlights.
Yeah, I know.
And Gio, what do you get?
It's boobs, boat, and golf.
Right.
That's what it is every single time.
I mean, that's accurate.
Yeah.
He's a BBG guy.
Yeah.
These algorithms are on top of things. Adam Schein, our pal, taking the Garrett
Boobs,
Fulton news.
Boats, and golf. That's what my algorithm gives me.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Well, he's taking the Garrett Cole news hard.
Uh-oh.
On his Sirius XM show yesterday.
Time of death. 7:11 Eastern time last night. It's over. Rest in peace, 2025. New York Yankees. I hate sports. I despise sports. I loathe sports.
Which, as you know, is the opposite of his usual take.
I'm always, you gotta love sports. My New York Yankees. You could have knocked me over in the head with a baseball bat yesterday. I mean, just take an absolute mighty cut to my noggin. That would have felt better than getting the news that Garrett Cole is done for the year.
See,
this sucks.
And I love Adam, you know that.
Of course.
I mean, but he's the ultimate NARP. He's given up on the season already.
I got my NARP posse sweatshirt on.
I see
on
you
today.
Got your NARP posse sweatshirt on today, and I appreciate that, but I'm can't give up.
Listen, I know we're all doing shows here, and you do what you have to do, but do you think he cares that deeply about the Yankees still? Does he seem to you like Evan, we know. When something happens with the Mets or the Nets, like he's emotionally affected.
Yeah, because he has to go do his Rico Bronya. What's his Net podcast? Does he have one of those?
He doesn't have a Net podcast?
No, but doesn't he have like an instant reaction to
probably,
something?
Probably, yeah.
It's called If a Tree Falls in the Forest.
Yeah.
That's his podcast. But Schein is one of those guys.
Here's the thing. It's hard for me to tell with Schein because he, I think, presents as if he cares and is passionate about a lot of things relating to sports.
But he's a Yankee fan.
Well, yeah, sure.
He's definitely a Yankee fan.
Yeah. I mean, that's clear based on what
he says. But then again, the season's not over. Let's go. Let's play.
It's not over. It hasn't started.
You got Max Fried.
My God.
Not like you don't have anybody.
Yeah. He's not going to pitch opening day because they don't want to knock him off his schedule. which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes,
we'll get
one
some,
effing day.
Yeah, I know. It's,
it's one day.
It's the pitching lab theory.
One day!
One day, and it's still weeks away.
I like, know!
Make the adjustment there.
It's not, didn't happen like the
what
you know,
adjustment?
Yeah. I'm saying, could you, it, you have time. It's not like the, it's, hey, we're starting the you season know, in a couple of days, we're going to bump him up.
With all the goddamn injuries that these pitchers have, do these schedules actually work?
No.
No!
No.
Mm-hmm. None of it works.
Yeah. Will you guys have any interest in hearing from Brian Cashman next hour or no? I know you don't like Aaron Boone. You want to hear from Cashman? He did speak yesterday.
I do. Yeah, we'll do that next. Yeah, we'll do that
awesome.
Later. Yeah.
The Nets almost beat the Cavs, but they didn't. 109-104, their second 15-game winning streak of the season. Rangers lost in Winnipeg 2-1. The Islanders lost to the Kings 4-1, and the Devils beat a Columbus team that smoked the Rangers the other night 5-3.
Yeah, well,
so I was thinking
I
the Devils were going to come back to the pack,
left.
And now they're winning all kinds of games.
Go 12-5, maybe you make the playoffs. And
okay, great.
All right, very good. We'll see you
suck,
next
suck, suck, suck. Suck, suck, suck. You suck.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.